4HKX, N4ZLK mobile.
Team KO4HKX.
Hey, Patrick.
It's okay. How about yours? You enjoying your day off? Get dinner, or are you going to see the kids, or what you out doing?
Running to the dump. Went and got a haircut this morning and picked up some oil and some filters to change the oil in Beth's car. Did you know that the Motorcraft, the oil filter, I'm sure you already knew this, used to be like $9 at Walmart for the F-250, and now it's $35?
It's crazy, isn't it?
Seeing it a while ago, that it had jumped up to that, and the last time I had purchased it, it was right at $9, maybe 10 with tax, 10 something. It didn't even go up gradually, it just jumped, it just tripled in price.
It's, you know, 3-4% inflation. Yeah, uh-huh.
Forgot about that. Yeah, it's not a big deal then, right?
It's not.
Starting to break up a little bit. Are you in the excursion?
4HKX. Is that any better, Shane?
Much better. You actually sounded kind of muffled and tinny before. And with a
handheld.
Thought that was the radio sounded different. But yes, no, it's fine. It just wasn't the way you normally sound. But you're making the repeater a lot better now.
My mobile rig is running just a little more power.
Did the power a little bit since we were talking about inflation? Are you able to get to the customers you couldn't get to Wednesday?
Most of them, and took care of some other things and made a productive day out of it.
Any news on the tool truck?
He took the turbo actuator off of it, and the arm moves freely, so we're going to start there. Either way, you got to put both of them on. So, if the turbo's bad, you got to put both of them on. So, we're putting the actuator on it. Hopefully, it'll be there tomorrow. Everything goes smooth, and I'll have the truck back tomorrow afternoon.
I hope that fixes the issue. I'm sure the price tag on it's a little not what you'd want to do, but maybe it'll fix the issue for a while.
Yes, at this point it doesn't really matter.
Gotta have it, so gotta do it.
Just for your information, the Mobile Delvac 1540 diesel is on sale at Sam's.
That it was a lot cheaper at Walmart. I was looking at it at Walmart, and it was a lot cheaper at Walmart. I don't have a Sam's membership, but it was a lot cheaper than the Motorcraft.
But if you want some of the oil, let me know. I can get it ordered in and get it for you.
Funds?
Off, but I know it was, you saved $12 a case. So basically, you were getting a free quart or free case every five, or on the fifth case, or every fourth. Out of five cases, you're getting one free.
You know. Let me jump out here. I'm at the dump. N4ZLK, I'll be back.
HKX. I may be out. I'm getting ready to cross the state line.
If I don't talk to you, Patrick, have a good evening. N4ZLK.
You can give me a telephone call if you want to. KO4HKX. KO4HKX. I got just a second.
I was just out feeding the chickens some oats and cleaning their water cups and that. I just come in and Bernie said that you guys were on here, that Shane and you were on here. So I thought I'd throw my call sign out.
I'm getting ready to cross the state line, so I'll lose the repeater. And Shane's out getting or throwing the garbage out, so he'll be back here in just a minute.
And for that, okay.
Hi, Shane. We're about to lose Patrick, so good to see you this afternoon, Patrick. Good luck with your truck, 73. Good afternoon, Shane. Hope you're having a good day.
Patrick, be careful going home. I'll call you later. If not tonight, tomorrow sometime. Yeah, Tom, I had a good day. Just out doing stuff. Got a haircut this morning. Got some oil and filters for the wife's car and cut the grass this afternoon. Gonna change her oil probably in a little while, maybe after dinner. She's gonna go to bed soon. And might even go down to the pond when it starts getting a little cooler towards sunset and go down and drown a couple little artificial lures if I can.
Really know how to hurt a guy. I'm telling you, that's elderly abuse. What I should do is go down and pack my rifles up and go over to the lake. It's only 15 minutes over there. But I'm pooped. I just went up and got chicken feed and got some 16% and got a bag of oats, and they'll last all winter. They don't have a small bag, they're big. But I blow down a little bit of stuff out of the car with an air hose there when I parked it just now. Got the feed and that unloaded. Went out and washed the cups out on the watering system for the girls. And, got a good report back. It said my kidneys were now functioning normally again. So, I don't know what I did, but it's outstanding anyway, Shane.
Good news, Tom. I'm very happy to hear that. I know you are. And hello, Miss Bernice. Hope you're having a good evening. And yeah, I will not send you a picture of anything if I catch. If I go out there tonight, I won't send you pictures.
Oh, do. I love fishing pictures. My neighbor is kind of a quiet guy when he's fishing and that, and he even likes to go by himself a lot of times, but usually with his son-in-law. And by the way, he sold his great big bass boat. He's just waiting on somebody to come and get it. But, I love pictures of people being happy. My grandson sent me a picture of a big channel cat that my brother and I stalked years ago from the pond back in Kansas. It's a pretty nice channel, 3 or 4 pounds. And I'm sure he turned it loose. Beautiful, beautiful fish, I'll tell you. A pure channel cat really looks nice. My great-nephew, that his dad owns that place now, that inherited it, my great-nephew caught one out of there a few years ago. It was 18 pounds, Shane.
That sounds nice. I saw a piece of property out in near Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and it was surrounded by the Grand Tetons and some other mountains. It was like 190 acres. In this little valley surrounded by mountains, and it had a nice river, about a mile and a half worth of river frontage running through it, and a nice lodge there, main lodge, main house, 3 cabins, a bunkhouse, a hay barn, and a horse attack barn. They only wanted $6.5 million for it. I was thinking about maybe checking it out.
W2D Mobile.
Well, there's a guy that has the $6.5 million. He just too tight to turn it loose. Yeah, my nephew just bought that one. I think I sent you pictures of it. It's up 8,000 feet in Colorado. It's 787s. I think he can afford it more than me and you, Shane. And he was single up to a year and a half ago, and he's 62 now and getting ready to retire in 2.5 years. Anyways, good afternoon, Rusty. Go ahead.
And Tom, if you can come to that house, come to my house and find that $6.5 million, I'll split it with you. I mean, I'm not greedy. I'll take $3.25 million, and I could live off that the rest of my life, and without trouble. What do you think, Shane? Do you think that would be a good split? If he come find it, I'll give him half of it.
Pretty fair. Hello, Rusty. And I apologize. I left a zero off of that. $65 million, not $6.5 million. I was like, wait a second, 190 acres for $6.5 million. That's actually not bad. No, $65 million. So there you go. I may have to get a loan for that.
Oh, I'd like to see you do that. I'll probably go to a movie store. Well, you could make some money off of the elk and deer and stuff like that and the extra cabins. But, you know, it's beautiful up there in the summer. But I wouldn't want to be there in the winter, Shane.
That's a pretty area out there, I'm sure. But winter time, oh, that 6 and 7 and 8 feet of snow out there would be a little rough to handle. I got a guy I went to school with. He lives out Colorado, I think it is. He's out there somewhere out that way. And he sends pictures. He's in the flatlands. He doesn't have the mountains anywhere close to him. But he gets a whole lot of snow every time in the wintertime. And you can see the snow. He'll send pictures of it with the snow coming down over there in his yard, building up and everything else. And that gets interesting. That $6.5 million would probably be a 10% down payment on that thing, Shane. You think that's what you need to get started, you know?
If I could afford the $65 million, I probably could afford a summer place somewhere. So, anyway, just in my dreams. Listen, I'm in the driveway. Y'all have a good evening. Good to hear you tonight. You and Rusty, you and Tom, and Miss Bernice. Maybe we'll catch up later with you on the radio, Tom. Turn it over to you, N4ZLK73.
Great to hear you, Shane, and had a real nice visit with Patrick. We'll say hi, Shane. Bernice?
Hi, Shane.
I think she was snoozing there in the front room. See you later, Shane. And 73, Rusty, go ahead, W2T and 0TR.
Well, I'm going to do the same thing, and I'm going to say 73 because I'm pulling back in the yard. I was just around helping my friend. We were putting up a curtain rod and putting up curtains in her spare bedroom and also getting a furniture table together for finish put together. I'd take it apart and put it back together. Drawer. The wrong drawer ends on the drawer is the wrong way. They didn't line up. Anybody? Keep him straight. We'll talk to both of you later. N0TRW2T73 for now.
Talk to you later, Rusty. W2T and 0TR clear.